In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we continue with the new era of the divine will, part one. And we're on volume 26, April 7th, 1929. Louisa says, after 40 years and more without going out into the open air. So what she's saying is she's been trapped in her room for 40 years, 40 years in the desert, 40 days in the desert with Jesus, 40 years with the Israelites in the desert. These 40 are very important. And Louisa went through this isolation, if you want to say, this wandering in the desert, you know, if you want to say. And now she moves into, in volume 25, moves into the orphanage of St. Anthony that was built for her by St. Honorable de Francia. The whole chapel was designed so that where her bed is, where her bed was, now is the sanctuary of the chapel. And where the tabernacle is in the new chapel that was built for her in 1925, where the tabernacle, that's where the head of her bed was. And where her room is, she'd open the doors where the altar railing was, the doors for the altar railing, that was her doors originally. And she could look at Jesus at the end where the tabernacle, they were facing each other, where her bed was and where the tabernacle now, where the tabernacle was. Now the tabernacle is gone. Where her head was is now the place where the tabernacle is. And we can see what the Holy Church is telling us, how important Louisa was, not that she was Jesus, but Jesus talked to her in a way that what we'll see, Jesus talked to no other saint like this. Louisa says, why of all the saints, why didn't you tell this to someone? Why didn't you give this to Our Lady to do? And Jesus said to Louisa, my mother brought about the kingdom of redemption. A human must bring the kingdom of sanctification. Why? Why a human? Because that's what Adam was. Adam wasn't the son of God. Adam wasn't the mother of God. Adam was a human who was in God's image and likeness. And Jesus and Mary both have said, now you, Louisa, you are the firstborn of this great gift of the divine will, where the time of sanctification is going to be given to the world and the church. So she says this, after 40 years without going out into the open air, now finally, here it is, volume 26, 40 years later after she started, 47 years really after she started, she's out in the open air. Today, they wanted to take me out into the garden in a wheelchair. This is so great. Listen to what Jesus says. Now, as I, Louisa, went out into this garden, I found myself with the sun, investing me with its rays, as if the sun wanted to give me its first greeting, its kiss of light. Do you see this fusion that's happening with all of creation? The fusion that Adam had with all of creation. Now this newborn, Louisa Picaretta, has this gift after 40 years of being imprisoned, if you want to say, in a room at the association, where the association is now. This room faced the north. During the war, my father was flying in B-24s, and I guarantee you there's an air base north of Corrado, where the planes landed. My father told me this when I was a child. He says that there was a woman that they told him about who was a mystic. And this is really great. One of the B-24 pilots, when they were flying, they were going to drop the bombs. Their run didn't happen. It didn't happen in Germany. They had to turn around and came down the Adriatic, and they would let the bombs loose over the Adriatic, because you couldn't land with the bombs on board. And as they're flying back, this pilot was ready to say, release the bombs. And this woman appeared in the sky who said, no, not here. Go back out. So the plane went back out. In 1994, this pilot was at the opening of the Causa Luisa Picaretta. And he stated, she is the one I saw in the air. She is the one I saw in the air. So when the planes would come in, she would see the planes coming in 19, during World War II, 40 to 45. She saw these planes coming in. And I have a feeling that she might have seen my father's plane. There was a lot of B-17s. There was a lot of B-24s. And I just have this feeling that she knew what was coming. She knew that this kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And the war was one of the means of getting the world ready for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the purification of all the sin. And now we're far worse than we were during 1940. We're far worse. So the purification has to come, and we see it in the church. We see it in the world. So she says, they wanted to take me out into the garden on a wheelchair. Now, as I, Luisa, went out, I found myself with the sun. See, this is what's going to happen to us. We're going to fuse ourselves with creation, fuse ourselves with redemption. That's one of the things that you begin in the morning when you do your prevenient act. You say, I want to fuse myself with you, Jesus, with you, Mary, with you, Luisa. Holy Trinity, I want to be one with the reflection of the Holy Trinity on earth, Jesus, Mary, and Luisa. I want to fuse myself with all of creation. I want to fuse myself with all of redemption. I want to fuse myself with all of sanctification. This is what Jesus teaches Luisa. And as you read, as you study, your prevenient act becomes bigger and bigger. He's expanding his capacity in us so that we can begin to live the life of Jesus in us, because that's what Jesus did. Live the life of Mary in us, because that's what Our Lady did, fusing herself with creation, redemption, and sanctification. So she says this. She says, invested me with its rays. The sun wanted to give me the first greeting, its first kiss of light. And I wanted to give tit for tat by giving my kiss to the sun, my kiss to all of creation. That's Jesus's kiss. That's Mary's kiss. One with Jesus and Mary is Luisa. He says, and I prayed that the little girls, the sisters, who were accompanying me in this garden to all give their kiss to the sun, to kissing it in that divine will that like queen was veiled with divine light. And all the little girls and all the sisters kissed the sun. Do you see what she did? She taught the children. She taught the sisters at the convent how to give this kiss back to God. That's what Adam did before the fall. He took everything as his own, fused all of creation with him. This is God's gift to us. And we are now to give back to God the way Jesus did, the way Mary did, the way Adam did before the fall. But because Adam sinned, we lost this gift. Now the firstborn, the newborn, was taught by the new Adam and the new Eve how to begin to live this abundant life this kiss to the sun, this kiss to all of creation. It's ours. It's been given to us. Now, who can say my emotion after so many years, finding myself in front of that sun that my lovable Jesus had used to in order to give to me, Louisa, so many smiles, so many images of his adorable will. The sun, Jesus says, gives us the smiles, the images of God's adorable will. Who thanks God for the sun? Who thanks God for the sun? In where I live, 200 days are without the sun. 200 days, the sky is cloudy. You know, we appreciate the sun when it comes out. Thank goodness the sun is shining. But how many thank God and praise God and love God and glorify for the sun? Or the leaves on the tree, or the blades of grass, or the grains of sand, or the drops of water. That's what Adam did. So what Jesus and Mary gave to Adam through to Louisa is to begin to live this abundant life. So this is what's so beautiful. She says, I felt invested not only with by its light, but also by its heat, by the wind that wanted to compete with the sun. Kissed me with its light breezes. This is the first time in 40 years she's feeling the wind. She's feeling the warmth of the sun. She says, in order to refresh the hot kisses that the sun was giving me. So she's being heated by the sun, these kisses of the sun, and the wind is cooling her off with its kisses. Do you see what God is asking of us? To participate in creation, to thank God and praise God and glorify God and worship God of what God is doing in all of creation. This is a glorious time of prayer. This is a new way of praying, the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, the new Adam and the new Eve that they gave to Louisa. Jesus has saved the best for last, and he's teaching us how to allow the Lord God Almighty and the Mother Queen of Heaven and Earth to begin to live this abundant life with all of creation, all of redemption, and all of sanctification in honor of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I, Louisa, felt like they would never stop kissing me, the sun on one hand, the wind on the other, and how vividly I, Louisa, could feel the touch, the life, the breath, the air, the love of the divine fiat in the sun, in the wind. We can begin to experience that as well. How? By listening to Jesus and Mary teaching Louisa how to pray the rounds. This is praying the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption, the rounds of sanctification. It's a new beginning that's happening for all the world. When people see this, when people experience this, they will say very clearly, number one, I want to be a baptized Catholic. Why? Being baptized, you become in God's image. The second thing they will say is, give me the Book of Heaven. It will make all of sacred scripture come alive, the Old Testament and the New Testament, with this gospel of the kingdom. And as they begin to read sacred scripture, it becomes more alive than ever before. You fall more in love with Jesus, more in love with Mary, more in love with the Holy Church. And everyone will say, I want to know how and why the kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. That's the Book of Heaven. Louisa says this, I could touch the sun, the wind, the stars with my own hands. How created things are veils of what? Veils of the fiat of God that hide the divine will that created them. Everything around us is an I love you. And we begin to enter into that divine I love you, that wedding feast that Jesus says heaven is all about. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that all the little children become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.